Residents in Terra Nova are worried about a growing number of tents popping up around the neighborhood. It just seems crazy that here's this guy who can live in arguably one of the nicest neighborhoods in Richmond and get that incomparable water view. And he's doing it for free. We have got to pay millions of dollars, said local realtor and resident Faisal Tajani. Tajani spotted a man collecting bikes and garbage in the area, and the emergence of several tents, almost 2 weeks ago in the quiet neighborhood close to River Road. The man and his companions apparently built a path to the camps with driftwood. When a Richmond News reporter visited the area, at least three tents could be seen along the dike. The top of the third and largest tent was visible behind tall trees. Tajani told the news he respects his new neighbors and does not wish to be inconsiderate. However, he is concerned the presence of the tents could impact the value of nearby properties, as well as safety in the neighborhood. For example, visitors to his open house in the area have asked about the tents, and his neighbors' packages have gone missing recently. I'm not accusing anyone. I know that that's not fair. It could be a random coincidence, said Tajani. However, it's taking away from this safe feeling that we have, and it just doesn't feel very good. Corporal Dennis Wong, Richmond RCMP spokesperson, confirmed police received a suspicious person complaint last week about three people living in a large tent. Frontline officers managed to find the people in question on July 27. They were identified and we are working alongside the City of Richmond for relocation solutions, said Wong. Neighbors also spotted at least two tents appearing under the number 2 road bridge just down the block during the past week. A sign that reads, "No public access," was also placed in the area. In the letter to the news, longtime resident Iris Ng said she is worried the two tents might soon develop to something uncontrollable as currently happening in other parts of BC. Like Tajani, Ng was surprised to see such a sight near her doorstep. I love this city and would like to see it as beautiful as always, said Ng. Richmond communities are generally understanding and accepting of the situation, said City of Richmond spokesperson Clay Adams, and the big complaints stem from safety and aesthetic concerns about hoarding behavior. The city works with other agencies, such as fire rescue and social services, to deal with such situations on a case-by-case basis. The primary thing is to support people who are currently experiencing homelessness to make sure they're safe, Adams explained. Apart from identifying housing solutions for the individuals, agencies also work with them to become better neighbors to the community by respecting the environment. The city is also working on longer-term solutions such as building more housing. It's a tough challenge, said Adams,